answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I think President Trump is once again reflecting sentiment that President Reagan had in the 1980s. They both regretted the necessity of nuclear weapons. They dreamed of a world in which we might not have nuclear weapons. But as long as adversaries like communist Russia back in the day, and today Russia and communist China, have nuclear weapons and they're rapidly expanding their arsenal and they're testing their weapons, the United States can't afford to unilaterally disarm. That we have to make sure that our nuclear arsenal is second to none, that it won't be overmatched by the combined forces of Russia and China, that our aging weapons are still usable, and that our new weapons are designed and made properly. So I agree with what President Trump has announced. It's only sensible that in a world when Russia and China are threatening the United States with a rapidly growing and novel nuclear arsenal, that we have to take steps to defend our way of life, because that's what our nuclear arsenal does. It truly defends our way of life.
So there we have Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton making it clear that we do need to update our military, especially nuclear hardware. This follows reports that China and Russia were beginning to expand what programs they have. We cannot sit on the sidelines and watch that happen and not take some action. Now, what action is still unclear. Keep in mind this statement from Trump coming out saying we're going to upgrade our weapons material, especially when it comes to nuclears, comes right after his meeting with Premier Xi. They walked away with a lot of trade deals, supposedly. I mean, it's, you got to really read between the lines, and I'm telling you, it's not easy. I'm looking at all sources I can pull together. Some say they came away with a great deal. Others say they came away with a deal, but it's not formalized. And then you got CNN and the rest saying there are a lot of red flags around this deal. Basically, it's going to give American soybean farmers a good deal in trade with China. And basically, it's going to give us control more in some of the areas where we need it with China. But if they're going to continue to ramp up and prepare for their nuclear weapons and ballistic testing, we've got to do the same. I don't know if that was on the table at all yesterday when they met. Another meeting is set for April. Another meeting between President Trump and Xi is set for April. By then, we will know how far they have gone in honoring the trade agreements he did leave with. And that, I got to tell you, is still very vague in some areas. There are some areas they'll point to and say, well, it's going to help the soybean farmers. Okay, that's great. And it's going to basically give us a better trade, and it's going to cut the punitive tax upon China, dropping their tax from 47% down to, 47% down to 42%. That's good for China and supposedly is good for us. But Trump is at the same time immediately requesting the Pentagon, our Department of War, to start testing nuclear weapons. We know Russia has been doing this recently, restarting some of that. I really don't want to see us go back down that hole again, but we cannot be left to the side while our enemies, our adversaries, are doing it. So Senator Cotton is making it very clear that we cannot just stand idly by. We need to revamp, reevaluate, reappraise, maybe update our nuclear arsenals, where we're going to use them, and how. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are, October 30, 2025. You know the day coming tomorrow, right? Yeah, Halloween. We'll be here Halloween. I'll be dressed in my best costume, by the way. For those of you who like to watch the program, it's easy to do so. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook, and you tune in tomorrow and watch, and you're going to see me in my best costume I have. I promise you, it will be the very best. Might surprise you. That'll be tomorrow. But here today, we're going to be dealing with a lot of material. And as you know, with Larry Connors, USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And if by chance you cannot watch the live stream that's being fed at this moment, or you get interrupted and you want to go back and pick it up, and are the audio right now on the radio, well, you can always get that as well as podcast at NewsTalkSTL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And we're on so many different other streaming outfits, I literally cannot keep up with all of them. I hear people from time to time say, well, I heard you on whatever stream. That's good. Glad you did. So what do we have coming up for you this hour? Well, let me tell you, in the next hour, Missouri Senator Schmidt, on the leftist attacks upon Trump that they are planning and even threatening they're going to do once they get back into office, as if they did not do enough to begin with. Missouri Senator Schmidt will get into more details on that in our next hour. And also, one of the deals we had with China yesterday supposedly involved mineral deals and rights. What exactly does that mean? I've got an expert that's going to break it down for us. Later in this hour, Bill Gates, are you listening? Are you listening? Bill Gates is suddenly walking away from the green climate altar. All this warnings about climate warming and disaster befalling our world, Bill Gates has suddenly opened his eyes to a whole new world. We'll get into that a little bit later. And of course, as usual now, at the end of the 6 o'clock, the very last thing, the story behind the story. This is going to involve the illegal wiretapping carried out by a police department that had no authority to do any wiretapping, and one of the targets was a U.S. congresswoman. Why? Because they could. That's the story behind the story coming up later. Now back to the situation we're dealing with right now, and that is Democrats and what they're trying to do. Speaker Mike Johnson, talking about the Schumer shutdown, continues. He makes it very clear that Democrats are demanding crazy things.
There are simple facts about the Democrat shutdown that everybody needs to recognize. Here's four of them. First of all, we have to have Democrats to reopen the government. You know that in the Senate, it requires 60 votes to break an impasse. We only have 53 Republicans, so we must have Democrats to do it. The Democrats are out trying to claim that this is all on Republicans because we control the government. We don't control the Senate without 60 votes, so you have to have them. Now they've voted 13 times, those Senate Democrats. Counting the House and the Senate together, they voted 13 times to keep the government closed. And what they're demanding as a ransom to reopen the government are some really crazy things. They want to restore $200 billion in health benefits paid for by U.S. taxpayers to illegal aliens and non-citizens.
Yep.
We can't do that.
No. Nope.
They want billions of dollars in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries for things that none of you would agree with. We are not going to do that.
Nope.
They want $500 million to go back to left-leaning news organizations paid for by taxpayers. We can't do that.
Nope.
And then they want to cut $50 billion from the Rural Hospital Fund that Republicans got signed into law July 4th to prop up health care in red states and rural areas around the country.
All of it he was outlining, there's not a thing in there you would support. And if Americans are suffering because of supposed cuts right now in Medicare and everything else, why don't you go to the faces of the Democrats and say, why are you giving our money to those who do not deserve it? They didn't earn it here, and they came in, and you're giving them everything we have worked hard for. Carolyn Leavitt, White House spokeswoman.
Throughout this shutdown, Democrats have said this quiet part out loud. Senator Chuck Schumer, the leader of the caucus that is refusing to open the government, said, quote, every day gets better as the shutdown continues. Ask the air traffic controllers if every day is getting better, Senator Schumer, and they will tell you absolutely not. House Democrat Catherine Clark said, "There are going to be families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility seriously, but this is one of the few leverage points that we have." Here is a House Democrat who is admitting that they are using Americans who are suffering as political leverage. And Senator Bernie Sanders said, "If you reopen the government, we lose our leverage." This is pure partisan games. A senior Democrat aide said the party will not end the shutdown, quote, short of planes falling out of the sky. That is truly a disturbing statement. The Democrats clearly don't care about this suffering. They care about playing political games against President Trump. And this dangerous charade needs to end. The president and Republicans' position has been clear and unchanged. Pass a clean, nonpartisan funding bill to reopen the government.
Now, what Carolyn Leavitt allowed stated in the reference of planes falling from the sky, pray that does not happen. But air traffic controllers are not getting paid now. And some are calling in sick. That's putting more of a burden on those who are working. They're either going to shut down a lot of air travel. You may not get the flight you had originally booked. And you certainly would get there maybe missing your connecting flight. Or we're going to continue to push the limit until we have a tragedy. We do not want that. The Dems just don't care because, as Carolyn Leavitt said, and quoting Democrats, it's our leverage point. It's our leverage to push the American people to buy what we're selling. We're not going to buy it. I don't care what you're selling. I want to give you a breakdown. I credit Newsmax with this as to how some of this money that is being held back for the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, which is needed by 40 to 50 million, quote, Americans, but it's also being siphoned off by those who are not Americans.
Meaning that most of the people getting food stamps from the U.S. government and the U.S. taxpayer are not even Americans. Think about that. And we didn't know about any of this before the government shutdown started. But thanks to Democrats, we can confirm tonight that millions of Joe Biden illegal aliens, people who crossed the border when Joe was president, are now collecting food stamps from a program funded by hardworking American taxpayers.
Yeah, they are getting it because they came across the border. Your dollars are paying for it. You're buying someone else's meal, and it's not a fellow American. It's an illegal. Congressman Seth Moulton, Democrat of Massachusetts, saying we're in the second shutdown of the year because of, and I'm quoting, how ineffective Schumer was at handling the first shutdown. And then he turns right around in the next breath and blames Trump. Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman says, no, the blame is on the Democrats.
As a Democrat, I am incredibly, I've been disappointed, and I refuse to have a political gamble that's going to put those kinds of food security for 42 million Americans at risk on this. Now, some people might be afraid of the extreme left, but I am not one. I am not one of those Dems.
He's not afraid of the extreme left, but yes, too many of them truly are. In the meantime, many Democrats are beginning to break and beginning to surface opposing the radical left in New York City, especially when it comes to, we're nearing voting time. Are you going to vote for Mondani, really, as New York City mayor? The surveys are changing.
Election day in New York City now just under a week away. The race for the next mayor is getting tighter. Former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has narrowed the gap between himself and frontrunner, the Democrat socialist Zohran Mamdani. Take a look at these new numbers. A new Suffolk University poll shows Mamdani is leading with 43% and Andrew Cuomo is at 33.6%. Curtis Sliwa remains at 10.6%. Cuomo has narrowed that 10 points. It was 20 points away in the last Suffolk poll. Sliwa remains defiant on remaining in this race until next Tuesday, despite growing pressure to drop out so that Cuomo and Sliwa do not split the votes.
That is a very big concern. If they split the vote, Mondani might get in anyway. Andrew Cuomo.
The gap is closing on its own, What's happening, Maria, is the more they learn about Mamdani, the less support he has. What happened early on is, you know, he was very good on social media and everything sounded fine. But now that when you actually look at what he was talking about, there's no there. Also, the Republican vote for Curtis Sliwa is dropping because people get that Sliwa is not a viable candidate. And really, if you vote for Curtis Sliwa, you're voting for Mamdani. And my agenda is much more attractive to the Republicans.
Well, you were feisty in that debate. Everybody said you won that last debate. How can you continue to point out some of these issues that you're talking about when referring to Mamdani and what he will do to New York?
Yeah. Well, you know, people get it. They now get the difference that I am the Democrat. He is a socialist. New York cannot survive as a socialist economy, right? He would chase corporations out of this city, out of this state. He would chase wealth out of this city and state.
Already has been doing so. And by the way, so did Cuomo when he was governor of New York. I want you to hear from one New Yorker who has absolutely incensed the fact that Mamdani might win.
I asked President Donald J. Trump to ban Sharia law in America, in Puerto Rico, and across all U.S. territories.
You don't like our laws? Get the f*** out of America!
Yeah. Assimilate! Assimilate! Assimilate or leave! This is not hate. What we say is with truth and love. We will not be silent. You will not use the Constitution against us. Right. You will not use your religion against us. Right. Practice your religion, but it's not going to supersede America, the Constitution, and the people that we are. We love the melting pot. Right. This is America, and it's going to stay that way. If you can't assimilate, you got to go. Right. That's it. I asked President Donald J. Trump to revoke the citizenship of Zahran Mamdani and his father, Mahmoud Mamdani. Have them removed from America as soon as possible. Thank you. God bless New York.
Mamdani has dual citizenship in the U.S. and Uganda. And they're saying, take away his U.S. citizenship. Get him out of the country. He wants to practice and push Sharia law. By the way, a new investigation reveals his campaign accepting nearly 13,000 from almost 200 donors outside the U.S. Coming up, Bill Gates walking away from the green climate god. What the hell happened? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times have I prayed?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on numerous times before, and he is the author of the book, A Very Convenient Warming: How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity. Gregory Whitestone, glad to have you with us, sir.
Oh, good to be on with you.
Well, and, I want to jump.
It's a banner week, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. And I want to jump right into it. I'm reading a headline here. Bill Gates makes major climate change reversal after years of doom. People will be able to live and thrive now. What happened to all this doom and gloom?
Well, I'm hopeful that maybe he's actually looked at the science that we've been providing, and I've been talking to you about for quite some time. He was one of the worst of the climate alarmists, and part of this, the danger he posed was the amount he committed billions of dollars to climate alarmist groups. And it's really amazing the U-turn he's taken in this. And in particular, if you look at some of the things he said, it's just been incredible. He said people will be able to live and thrive in most places on Earth for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
Completely opposite of what he was saying as recently as just 9 months ago, where it's an existential threat, millions and billions of people lives at risk. He's gone away.
Well,
and, it's been incredible. And let me just say here, he says, although climate change will have serious consequences, particularly for people in the poor countries, it will not lead to humanity's demise. Well, he got the first part of that wrong, but he got the last part right.
Well, the point he has been making, and even in a book he authored 4 years ago, How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, I mean, we were on the cusp of just disappearing.
Yeah. I've been predicting this for a number of years, and what I've seen are people, there's been a slow change and now a rapid change of away from this climate alarmism nonsense into what's actually happening. And I've been saying for a long time that people like me and my colleagues at the CO2 Coalition, some 200 of the top experts and scientists in the world, are promoting the many benefits of more carbon dioxide. And I have been confident for many years that the truth will eventually win out, and we will eventually get this debate, and we will win it because we have the science, the facts, and the data on our side. They have hyperbole alarmism and fear mongering on their side. But, so eventually the truth is going to win out, and hopefully it is.
But what suddenly snapped, and Bill Gates to suddenly come out and say, as you quoted him, climate change will have serious consequences, yes, no, maybe, especially for those in the poorest, but it will not lead to the demise of humans. What changed?
Well, I'd like to think it's some of the work we've been doing in providing this the data that we provide and the facts that we provide.
Greg, go ahead and claim credit for it. Go ahead.
Well, I think we've played a role here because we've been a strong voice and proponent for the facts. And it's really hard to argue, and they can't argue. You know, we see the crops are breaking records year after year after year. Agriculture is not being in decline like they've claimed, like Bill's claimed.
But they look at the hurricane that hit Jamaica and they say, look, here's warmer water. It's going to be a disaster everywhere. More and more hurricanes. The Arctic ice is still melting. Everything's disappearing. The polar bears are going underwater. I mean, everything they throw up there,
it's just
and backed with billions of dollars.
It's fear-mongering, disinformation is what they're doing. And that's when I think people are waking up. Before this hurricane season, it was going to be the worst hurricane season maybe ever. Remember that?
I do.
We haven't had one landfalling hurricane here. And I will remind you that since Donald Trump renamed the Gulf of America, there's not been one landfalling hurricane hit. So I think we ought to rename the Atlantic Ocean to the Ocean of the Americas. Yeah. You know, could it make us even more safe?
Yeah, why not?
But we know these things have been telling us are just they're factually incorrect and easily disproven. And they have to cherry pick data, fabricate data, go on disinformation campaigns.
Well, let's get down to the
fires.
The fires. Okay, go ahead and continue your thought on the fires, and then I want to pick up something.
Well, if you could, National Interagency Fire Centers, if you want to find out about fires in America, that's where you go. And they show a chart that starts in 1983 showing this great increase in the acres burned. Well, what they don't tell you is they have data going back to 1926, and they hide that data. And then if you go back to full data set, fires were five times as many acres burned in the number of fires 80 and 90 years ago. And has there been a slight increase since 1983? Yeah, but that's more attributable to changes in our forest management rather than climate change. And so they have to hide the data that doesn't agree with them. Forests are expanding. They're talking about deforestation. No, forests are expanding. For example, in Canada, the boreal forest, the tree line in Canada, since 1900 has moved 100 kilometers farther north. That's a good thing. Think of all the trees that are growing. Deserts are shrinking. The Sahel in the south of the Sahara, 100,000 square kilometers of former desert, now grassland and farmland, they were desert just 40 years ago.
Let me redirect where some of this has all been aiming anyway. And that is, of course, one, pushing this stuff into immature, young, vulnerable minds, but also the grifting that's been going on. As you pointed out, Bill Gates has spent billions to promote climate alarmist theories, and all these groups that were getting that money are suddenly going to find themselves with their hands out to, hey, can you spare a dime for us to fight off climate change?
Yeah, he's pulling back on his donations. The other one Gates wasn't alone last week, or I guess it was this week. Ted Nordhaus, who was the founder of the Institute, I'm drawing a blank here, but Breakthrough Institute. He's also come out saying just about the same thing. He says, I no longer believe this hyperbole, and he went on to talk very much like Gates. And the other person, Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, has come out and said, you know what? We're not going to even attempt to meet our climate goals because it's too expensive. Doesn't make any sense. It's going to harm our people. And so she's moving. I mean, we've got this just in the last 5 or 6 days, the last week. And the other big thing that happened last week on Tuesday, was it was huge. Our chairman of the CO2 Coalition, Dr. William Happer, and Dr. Richard Lenzen, two eminent physicists, sat down for a two-hour-plus interview with Joe Rogan that's now been viewed almost 5 million times on both Spotify and YouTube.
Do you think do you think Governor Newsom saw it? They're still pushing their stuff.
I don't know, but it was a wonderful. If you don't go to Rogan on Spotify and look for Happer Lenzen interview, it's just a wonderful description of the. It's really a philosophical discussion.
Well,
of
I
the
still want
science and the state of climate science.
I still want to go back and follow the money. Where is all that money that's been dumped on these folks now going to go? Is it going to go to promote the real facts and real truth? Or Al Gore has already got his multi-millions put aside, flying around in his private jet as his carry. They're not going to change their lifestyle, and it's not going to be changed by this money being pulled back. But are they going to wake up themselves or not?
I doubt it. They'll be the last. It's really hard for somebody like John Kerry or any of the others. He's so invested in it. And once you've been invested in a theory, it's hard to admit that you've been wrong. Very few people can do that. Bill Gates, thankfully, is one. Ted Nordhaus is another. Maybe Kathy Hochul, that they're actually looking at the writing on the wall and seeing, you know, the jig is up with this, the climate grifters, as you called them.
Al Gore?
We can hope.
See,
Al Gore will never change.
Yeah, I didn't think no. I wanted to test you there because I thought if you're going to say Al Gore's going to change, I'm betting on the worst team in the NFL to win the whole Super Bowl.
Yeah, Al Gore, he's got too much. Now, by invested, I don't mean money. Too much of his prestige and his what he said forcefully. You know, there was supposed to be no ice at the North Pole, and the northern polar ice caps were supposed to be completely gone. You know, what, 7 years ago, 2017, they were supposed to be gone.
Yeah.
And there are things like that that we can point to.
And a third of the nation underwater.
They've been wrong about everything.
And a third of the nation underwater. Jeez. Well, I want to thank you again, Gregory. Gregory Whitestone with the CO2 Coalition, author of A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Actually Benefiting Humanity. And now Bill Gates is one of your apostles, I would say. Thank you, Gregory.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. And sleep well. There is no climate crisis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Gregory Whitestone. Thank you. Yeah, there is no crisis, but they're still out there yelling. I mean, they're like the old guy walking around, repent, repent, which I'll always say, yes, we should repent. But the sign is reading, the world's going to end tomorrow because of global warming. No. Coming up, the story behind the story of something that never should have happened.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with $1 million, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
It was late 60s. And a phone truck, repair truck, would pull up to a telephone pole outside a home or a business. And a telephone worker, supposedly, would climb the pole and be working on the wires, correcting, maybe making a new connection. Or maybe it was not really an employee of the company, Southwestern Bell, as a matter of fact. While it was a Southwestern Bell truck, it might have been a police officer setting up an illegal wiretap. In the state of Texas at that time, you could not get a wiretap granted in the state. It had to be a federal wiretap law. But some police officers began to assume and gather that, you know, we really could begin to tap various criminal elements or those we suspect. And that rapidly accelerated to political enemies of Houston Mayor Louis Welch and even Police Chief Herman Short. How do I know this? I was there. I was there and deeply involved, and to the point that I thought I might be going to jail. These were sometimes wiretaps placed on drug informants or drug deals that they were trying to intercept, were basic police work, good old beating the ground, and hours possibly of observing. You'd end up catching someone dealing drugs. They didn't want to do that. They wanted a shortcut. So they had an arrangement with Southwestern Bell to take a truck of theirs or two from time to time. And I don't know for sure if they did or did not use any employees. Those employees, of course, were being told what they were told by their bosses, who were probably told what they were told by the police. It's never been clear on some of that. And in some cases, police officers themselves learn how to do it. Strap on those climbing jack boots and start going up the telephone pole, get up top and start messing with the wires. Not correcting something that's wrong, but creating a wrong. It went on for at least 4+ years, closer to 6 years. Unauthorized wiretaps carried out by the Houston Police Department. And again, in the state at that time, they could not get a legal wiretap, the city or the state. There were no wiretaps allowed except under federal law. So they knew they were in the wrong. But they had the badge, and they had the authority, and they figured the end result would be okay. These Houston police officers not only illegally installed and monitored dozens of wiretaps without necessary court authorization. They use the information they gathered to convict people of crimes that, yeah, they were probably guilty of, but it was illicitly gained. And there is another part of the story behind the story. There was one suspect in particular they were going after. This guy was a dope dealer dealing with children in schoolyards. I'm talking about grade school, not high school even. Grade school and occasionally maybe elementary schools, handing them supposedly pieces of candy when they were in fact drugs. Again, a simple surveillance technique and effort that might have taken days would have caught the same thing, but it was so much easier. So much easier just go up and wiretap the guy's phone and get information on him and who he was dealing with and where he was getting the drugs. Now, again, that's fine for the feds to do, but I'm stressing to you again, at that point, there was no wiretap law available in the state of Texas for Texas lawmen of any type. Could they have taken their suspicions to the federal agents and turned the case over? They could have, but they didn't want to do that. They wanted the recognition that they brought the guy down. And in this one particular case, they got information they wanted. They made the arrest, and he was going off to jail. But word began to break. There was a lot of illicit wiretapping. I was one of two reporters that had exclusive details of what some of them were doing. How did it begin to come to light? Well, the FBI, on questions being raised, was beginning to take a closer look. For a long time, they were basically ignoring what was happening. There were 9 officers later indicted for illegal wiretapping, stemming from the investigation for their involvement in installing and monitoring unauthorized wiretaps between 1968 and 72. Again, these cases highlighting the issue of local police acting without authorization, which is a violation of the law and certainly a violation of federal law at that point. But they were making busts left and right, and criminals were running fearful. That's okay. I don't care if the criminals are fearful, but if you're not making solid, legitimate cases, they come back and bite you in the butt. And, of course, when some of those officers were facing the possibility of federal jail time for illegal wiretapping, they were quick to roll over. And I'll raise something else. The wiretaps they were putting in place were not just after criminal elements. Herman Short was the police chief at the time in Houston. Herman Short had been put in that position and served for quite some time until they got a second officer in, and he also ended up being prosecuted, which I'll come back to in a moment. But you also had Louis Welch, the mayor of Houston, and he and Short were just like that. If you're watching on Zoom, you know exactly what I'm doing. They were just like that. And Herman Short had some political enemies he wanted to destroy. One of them would be Congressman Barbara Jordan. He didn't like her. He didn't want her to win a re-election. So he was trying to gather information on her that maybe they could use to blackmail and extort her to stay on the race the next time. That was the whole idea. So once again, telephone company truck pulls up to a pole near her house, her office, a, quote, telephone employee climbs out the pole and begins messing with the wires. Some cases they were done so sloppily, folks were literally reporting, there's a lot of clicking going on the phone here. What's happening? I mean, it was that sloppy in some cases. In other cases, it ran pretty smooth. No one questioned anything. When Herman Short left the police department, they brought in another police officer by the name of Carol M. Lynn. Carol M. Lynn was aware of all this activity that had been going on. He knew there was a federal investigation underway at that time into the Houston Police Department. He contacted me, an Associated Press reporter, and asked us to meet him at a nondescript building at the Hobby Airport in Houston. We met, and he began to lay out for us what he had. In the time he had been in office, when he went into office, he started trying to get some of these officers to come in and talk to him and say, look, I understand we might be facing a federal investigation. I might be called at some point. I need to know what's the real story. What do we do? What do I need to make sure I don't say that will turn everything over to the feds? And these officers, thinking they were speaking to a guy who was going to work on their behalf, as had Herman Short, basically gutted themselves in front of him, told him everything. And he was recording their conversations in his office. So Lynn came in January of 74. Before the end of 74, he had enough tapes for us to sit down and monitor and use, and we broke the story on a Sunday night. In agreement with the Associated Press, we were going to hold it at our station until the 10 p.m. of that one Sunday night, and on that same 10 o'clock hour on that night, the Associated Press would break the story across the state and beyond. Heard enough officers admitting their own guilt. One case involved a guy that was a true drug dealer, and it was easy to catch him, but they took the sloppy way out. Some reporters got called to report their sources on anything they knew. One reporter quickly rolled over. I was not going to give up my source. And now I had a job to leave Houston and come to St. Louis. But a federal judge wanted to see me before he was going to let me leave the city. The rest of the story behind the story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton. Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So I had a job offer to come to St. Louis. And my attorney said, we need to clear this with a judge because he might want to extradite you back and he wants to know you will not fight extradition, either to be charged or as a witness. So I had to appear in front of the federal judge and admit with my attorney, I will waive extradition if you want me back. And in fact, a few months later, they did want me back to testify in one of the trials. I still had not given up the source, was not going to. They were now just looking for me to validate someone's testimony. I sat in that courtroom, outside the courtroom, for 3+ hours, never called in to testify. They finally just said, you're free to go, and I got on the first plane and headed back to St. Louis, free of that extradition hearing at that point. the police chief that came in and did all this and unveiled it, conversations he recorded with at least 10 officers, stepped down in June of 75, a little over a year after he had become chief, because of that controversy and word got out. And all 10 of those police officers charged with illegal wiretapping, all were later acquitted. The chief that actually did the recording of them, convicted of extorting $25,000 from a Houston oil man, lined a federal grand jury. He went to jail. The other officers didn't. In some cases, they rolled over on each other. One officer did plead guilty and got a 3-year federal prison term, later released after testifying to Congress. All of these were violations of our Constitution and city and federal law. No, I never gave up the source that they wanted. But in this case, if they'd just done simple police work, they would have been able to nail this guy for years. But because they did it this way, he got a slap on the wrist and free to go out and deal drugs again and again. Now you're the story behind the story, you know. There are more elements to it, which I will get into in future days. Story Behind the Story is a feature we're making on a regular basis as we close out the 6 o'clock hour. And tomorrow, the story behind the story will deal with the man they say killed Halloween. You don't want to miss it. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.